Lesson 1.
Some companies are now allowing cats or dogs in the workplace. A survey in 2015 found that 8% of American firms let employees bring pets to their office. This figure increased from 5% in 2013. The trend is particularly popular with staff under 35 years old, who tend to think of their pets as family members. If the pet comes to the workplace, both the owner and animal can enjoy being together. Moreover, according to recent research from Virginia Commonwealth University, staff that brought their dogs to the workplace produced lower levels of a hormone that causes stress. One animal charity in Florida brings kittens and puppies to companies. These companies then make a minimum donation of $150, which is used to help the charity. Not only can the company employees play with the animals, but they can also adopt them. A firm in Tokyo is also helping animals find homes. This IT company has several rescued cats that live in the office. If an employee decides to adopt a cat, the company will pay them 5,000 yen extra per month. This benefits both the employees and the cats. Of course, there are some disadvantages to having animals in an office, too. While they can be cute and fun to have around, animals may get in the way. Cats, for example, like to sit on desks or step on computer keyboards. Dogs like to lie on the floor, so somebody might trip over one and fall. Another problem is that some people just don't like animals very much, or they may be allergic to them. For such employees, being with animals in the same office may be unpleasant or bad for their health. Clearly, firms need to consider the needs of various employees if they decide to let pets come into the workplace.